This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Welcome to the CBS Eye on Money show. It is Tuesday, August 16th, but gang, I cannot lie to you. It is not August. We are pre-recording this because I'm on vacation. And so you don't know what day it is and you don't know what month it is. But for you, just know that the magic of technology is that we can put things in the can ahead of time. This is the program that attempts to help you on your financial journey. And the way that we do that is it's very simple. We ask you to send us your financial questions to our website. Just go to jillonmoney.com. And you click the Contact Us button. And when you do that, a form will pop up. You complete the form. At the end of the form, it's a little checkbox. It said, would you be willing to come on the program live? It would be so great if you'd said yes, because that's more fun. And that is what Mary did. Mary is on the line from Michigan, where she is right now. But when this airs in August, Mary might be on her way somewhere else, someplace cool and rocky, like Maine, for example. Now, Mary, have you been to Maine before that you came up with that idea of like where you'd like to be?
Oh, absolutely. It's one of my favorite places.
How do you swim there? It's like the ocean is cold even in August. So I want to ask you about that. It is awfully cold in that water, no?
It is quite cold. It's a more of a dip your toes in kind of feeling.
Yeah. In other words, you have to take the polar bear plunge. Mm-hmm. Actually in August. And when the rest of us on the East Coast, we get to do it in, you know, December, you know. So, okay, Mary, what brings you to us today? What can we do for you?
I'd like a strategy check. And I've been recommended to pursue an annuity with some money. And I'm not exactly sure if that's the right move.
Okay, well, tell us a little bit about yourself. So you live in Michigan. How old are you, Mary?
I live in Michigan. I'm 37. Mm-hmm. I'm married to my husband, who's also 37.
And are you both working outside of the home right now?
Yes.
How much do each of you make?
I make about $150 from my full-time job. And then I have some consulting work that brings in about $30,000 a year pending. Mm.
Nice.
And my husband is a medical resident, so he makes 55 right now. In 3 years when he's done, it'll probably be closer to 400 or 500.
Whoa. That's a lot. When he is done with his residency and he's on his way to making 400,000, will he have a pile of debt he has to service?
He will not.
That's so good. Right now, on the 150 plus your consulting and his residency income, how's the cash flow? You doing okay or how you feel?
You tell me. We've got 46K just in cash for an emergency fund, if you will. Mm-hmm. And then everything else is tied up in investments.
Okay. So what about, let's do with your retirement first. So you have a full-time job, you make 150. Do you put money into the retirement plan through work?
Yes, I do. I give 5% and they match it at 10. And for a while I was contributing some supplemental cash to that, but kind of changed my strategy recently. So I have 315 in a 403B and another 52 in a 457.
And then the 315 in the 403B, is that pre-tax or post-tax? Is that a Roth?
It is pre-tax.
It's pre-tax. Okay. Same with the 457, right?
Exactly.
Okay, got it. So right now, your contribution level is 5% and the employer puts in 10%, right?
Correct.
Got it. Okay. And will you be entitled to a pension?
Sadly, no.
Okay. Now, husband, what about, I mean, I don't know what's going on with the residency stuff. Like, is there a contribution he's making or not?
We just started to make a contribution for him. They don't do any kind of matching. There are very few benefits for residents. That's a side conversation. But we just started contributing 40% of his paychecks into a 403B. So he's got almost 10 grand in that account now.
So he's putting 40%, 40% in the 403B?
Yes.
That's hysterical.
I know.
I can't believe there's no match for residents. That's ridiculous, actually. How about any other money? You've got the cash. We've got two retirement accounts. So either old retirement accounts for you or brokerage accounts, anything like that?
I had a Roth IRA that I just converted into, I guess, a brokerage. It's for a backdoor Roth. That's about 61K. So 15 of that is in mutual funds. And then 45 was moved over by a financial advisor's recommendation to potentially go into an annuity, but it's in a Schwab brokerage account right now.
That's going to be such a hard no. So let's just be clear that that is not happening. I'm going to lay down in front of the train tracks on that one. So no, that's not going to happen. Do you guys have kids yet?
No, but we've got a pending one in the queue.
I love that. Child pending.
Pending child.
Okay. Very good. Okay. So that'll probably be, that's a this year or next year?
Potentially this year. We'll see.
Okay. That's great. And you think that you'll have one, two, what's your guess?
Probably one.
One and done.
Yeah.
It's the Mark Talercio plan. Likes that plan. It makes your college funding a lot easier.
Absolutely.
How'd you find this person who wants to put your money in an annuity?
We found them through a mutual friend who we feel is very wise.
Don't you find out that people you thought were wise, maybe not so wise?
A little bit of a bummer.
That's okay. Do you have insurance, life insurance right now?
We don't really. I have 50K through work, and he has actually more than me through work, which is funny. He's got, I think, 63K through work. Our advisor had mentioned some permanent life insurance.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Just stop. Stop the insanity. I knew you were going to say that. That's why I asked. I did. I'm smiling to myself because no 37-year-old essentially, obviously, if your husband were making, you know, 50 grand a year forever and not going to be a doctor making hundreds of thousands of dollars, then I'd say, yeah, you know what? We need to insure for him, right? If you drop dead, but that's not going to be the case. So the only way that you would have insurance if someone would sell it to you. Okay. That doesn't mean you shouldn't get life insurance, because if you're going to have a kid, then you probably will need life insurance, but you're going to need what is called term life. But let's do that in 1 second. Okay. Okay. Mark, I'm going to try not to get myself a little bit hot and bothered about this. I'm going to be very methodical because my job is to take some of the anxiety out of this. First of all, you're great. On your consulting income, do you put any of that money into a retirement account?
I haven't been. We've been renovating our house for the last year and a half, so it's all basically been to pay that in cash.
Sucked dry. How much is the house worth?
Probably about $425,000.
Tell us about the mortgage that's outstanding.
$230,000 with 3.25% interest rate.
You're not paying that off, right? So that's good. 30-year?
Correct.
Great. Fantastic. Is there anything else in your financial life we should know about? Do you have parents you might have to take care of, perhaps?
Oh, not yet. I don't think so. I think everybody's pretty self-sufficient.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Here's a couple of things to consider. Number one, you do not need an annuity. One of the biggest reasons you don't need an annuity is that you're young, and we're really looking at your Roth IRA as the longest term money that you will ever access. What do I mean by that? I mean that that has already been taxed, right? That money's already been taxed. There is no tax event if you pull the money out after age 59 and a half. So to some extent, we don't even want you to tap that money when you're 70. We wanted you to just keep going as long as you possibly can. That's the goal with that money. So the idea that you would take some of that money and put it into a contract, which is expensive and kind of ties you down into this environment where you don't need a guarantee. You're investing for 40 or 50 years from now. If you were 67 and someone said, I want to take some of your retirement money and put it in a fixed annuity because we need to create cash flow for you so we can get your required minimum distributions out, that's one thing. You're young. You have like a horizon of probably four decades for your money that's in this Roth account. Using an annuity, which is probably going to be expensive, makes no sense. The idea that they would recommend a whole life or permanent life insurance product for people like you is insanity. It is insanity. This is not an organization that I would actually think you should be working with. There are plenty of financial advisory firms who would look at your situation and tell you, here's what you got to do. Mary, keep putting that money away. It's fine. You can put your 5% in. That's great. But, you know, what we'd like to do is while you guys are making the money you're making now, until he becomes a doctor, I would use a Roth option all day long. So if you have a Roth option on your 403B or 457, or he has a 403B that is a Roth, I would use the Roth all day long until he starts to make his big money. Okay. The money that you have beyond that, when you start, if you have extra cash flow, you're going to end up maxing out whatever retirement asset you have. You're going to max it out. You're both going to max it out. And then you're going to have a kid and you're going to put money into a 529 plan. And all your extra money is going to be in your brokerage account. So if you don't want to use this person to advise you, what I would do is I would just use Vanguard Mutual Funds and call it a day. You know, it's hard right now, Mary. I don't know what you do for a living, but, you know, I used to be in this business. I used to be in this business of giving investment advice and getting paid for it. The real tough part is that the way you are trained will often lead you to a conclusion that may or may not be the best conclusion for your client. So because this person has a more insurance focus, they're going to try to solve problems with insurance. Whereas if you actually had a fee-based planner, somebody who said, I have a fiduciary responsibility to put your needs first, that person would never, ever put an annuity inside of a Roth IRA. That person would never say, use permanent life insurance for people who don't even have a kid yet. That just would not happen. So I think that you don't have to say anything nasty to this person. You can just say, we decided to do it ourselves. And if you're uncomfortable investing yourselves, then what you can do is the money that's in that brokerage account, you said it's at Schwab, is that right?
Yes.
I mean, you can use, Schwab has a portfolio, Schwab Intelligent Portfolio. You'll get some advice. If you guys really want more advice and you really feel like you want customized financial advice, I would encourage you to look to somebody who is a fee-only or fiduciary advisor, someone who has to put your best needs first, and someone who is not affiliated with in any way with an insurance company. If you were to go to the National Association of Personal Financial Advisors, or NAPFA, and you popped in your zip code, you might get a different view on what you should be doing right now. I'm not even sure you need it right now. I mean, if you just feel like you want a little coaching on the side, sure, you could open up an account at Betterment. You can open up an account at Vanguard. You can use Schwab. These places have money management with some advice. But right now, I cannot see why you would buy an annuity or a permanent life insurance policy. So I'm so happy you contacted us. You must have had a little bit of a anxiety or trepidation about this advice, right?
Yeah, we did. I mean, we said no immediately to the permanent life insurance, really based on your podcast. But then when the annuity conversation up, it was a little bit of a red flag, if you will.
So
there were definitely cause for pause. We've been putting it off for a while and just now confused about what do we do with this 45K that's just sitting there.
So, you know, if you were to look at this, one of the things that you could consider is to just say, oh, you know what? We are going to invest like we are 37-year-olds who are not going to need this money for at least 30 years. And that would suggest that you should have a diversified portfolio of the 45,000. You could say, you know what, we're going to take 35,000 and 25,000 in the U.S. stock market index, 10,000 into an international index or more. I mean, it's really your comfort level, and a little bit in a bond, intermediate term bond fund, and call it a day. and don't worry about it.
Yeah, I have one more question for you, if you don't mind.
Sure.
So you had mentioned to max out the retirement accounts, and mine in particular, I was maxing them out, but I stopped because we're under the assumption that the strategy should be like, no, let's move this over so it's taxed first. And so we wouldn't be charged that enormous rate when we're old and our tax rate is really, really high.
Don't you have a Roth option through one of your plans at work?
He does. I don't.
Okay. So he should go 100% Roth with his. In yours, then, I mean, then just put the extra money in the brokerage account and you can do a backdoor Roth as long as you can make that work. But have a brokerage account and fill it up. And when that kid is born, we'll make a decision about a 529 plan. Is that good?
Yes.
All right. We're going to let you go now. So if you want to find a way to like make sense of advice you've received or some friend or friend of the family or whatever, why not give us a holler? Just go to jillonmoney.com, click the contact us button and tell us what's going on. Let us know if you want to come on the air. Mark will do the rest. Now, the thing that's important here is that if you come on the air, we can start really diving deeper. That's why we love to have you, because it makes it a lot more of a, you know, it just makes it a better experience overall. So come on the air. It's not hard. It really isn't. While you're on the website, sign up for the free weekly newsletter. Wait till I tell you all the plans I have for the website, Mark, because I had my first meeting recently with the publicity and marketing team at my publishing company. It is very, very exciting. And so wait until you hear. I think you're going to start talking about this in September. So get ready. I am going to hawk you guys. I'm going to make you buy my book. No, I'm not going to make you. I'm going to ask you though. But it's a great book and it's all about you guys. So check it out. We're going to be talking about it a lot. Okay, Mark Talerio, he's the co-host and the executive producer. We are distributed by CBS. We drop our episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Our real hope here is that we help you out. Now, what we ask of you is that you try to help someone else out today. Just do something nice for somebody today. It will make that person feel better. It will make you feel better. Our mantra here is curiosity, compassion, community. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk to you on Thursday. If you like Money Watch, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Catch every episode of 60 Minutes, America's most watched news magazine show, as a podcast. Hear in-depth investigations across politics, news, and entertainment on your schedule. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene,
there were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, the Hargan Family Killings, starting May 8th, wherever you get your podcasts.